will first call the Community Development Authority meeting of Wednesday, April 1st to order. Mr. Executive Director, please call the roll.
Member Mayor Olson.
Here.
Member Ryan.
Here.
Member Alderman D'Andrea.
Here.
Member Solomon.
Here.
And members Hopfer and Cass are excused.
We have a quorum for the Community Development Authority. Madam Clerk, I will call the Special Common Council meeting to order, April 1st. Madam Clerk.
Mayor Olson.
Here.
Alderman D'Andrea.
Here.
Alderman Mayer.
Here.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Here.
Alderwoman Evans.
Here.
Alderman Schmidt.
Here.
Alderwoman Mayer.
We have a quorum. Please rise and join the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First for the Common Council agenda, item A, roll call. Item B, citizens' comment period. Is there a citizen wishing to speak on any matter? Any citizen wishing to speak? Seeing none, I'll close the citizens' comment period. Jointly for the Community Development Authority and the Common Council, item 4 on the CDA agenda, item C on the Common Council agenda, waiver of repurchase rights under a certain site development agreement between VTLC 1 Development LLC in the City of Franklin and the Community Development Authority, dated August 9th, 2005. And that certain amendment to the site development agreement between and among such parties as VTLC Development 2, LLC, dated March 24, 2006. The properties being at 3 West World Packaging Circle and 4801 West Ashland Way, and 4 West World Packaging Circle and 4800 West Ashland Way. Mr. City Attorney.
Mr. Mayor, the short version is, back when the business park was started, there was a declaration of covenants, which was created, which primarily set forth all the standards for the development, but also included what might be characterized as some securities for the city / CDA, because there was a tax increment district and borrowing of monies to create that district, and there was a concern to make sure as possible that such funds get repaid. And that's not the only reason for repurchase rights. So in any event, the declarant, MLG, has repurchase rights, as well as the CDA in black letter of, I think it's Section 9 of the declaration included in your packet. And in general, the way it works is the declarant or CDA conveys property to a third party upon their proposal to develop it according to the standards of the business park. It's supposed to develop, construction is supposed to commence within 1 year after the purchase and completion within 3 years. If that does not occur, MLG and the CDA have the option to repurchase the property, and the purpose of the repurchase would be to resell the property to some other party who would develop it. That's the simple version. The city is mentioned because back in 2005, there was a concern, as I recall, and the file is somewhere in the neighborhood of about 6 or more inches thick, that the city has a right of enforcing the deed restrictions. And the argument or construction of the declarations would be, well, if the city has a right of enforcement, if the CDA chose not to repurchase and MLG chose not to repurchase, the city could step in. Lawyers could argue about that in any event. So a week before last, I get a brief phone call from a lawyer representing the current owners of the property, which supports the two large developments. Transpac and Proteus Packaging, and indicated that at this point in time, they're conveying to a third party who's not related. And so they were requesting a waiver of this repurchase right. So the email that came later that afternoon is contained in the packet. It's got the rough standard form please waive this repurchase right. And I understood that it was closing sometime in April. Last week, picked it up, read it in detail, went to the archives, got the file out, went back to 2005, read through the site development agreement, and the references herein are also to a 2006 site development agreement amendment. And the whole purpose of that amendment was nothing more than the original site development agreement said property owner, when they buy this, is going to do this large-scale development. There will be some vacant lands remaining. As city will install Ashland Way or an extension thereof, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, to foster this development occurring. One part of that was if the other party to the agreement, original property owner, conveyed to any corporation owned or controlled by that original buyer, the city waived and the CDA waived all repurchase rights. And the way it reads could be understood to be they're not waived forever, they're waived and held in abeyance while that owner and any related corporation is an owner, and then they reawaken upon a sale to a third party. And that was my on-the-run understanding going through all this stuff. Talked to MLG. MLG had already executed the waiver on it, talked to their counsel. There was some in-house discussion amongst the MLG staffers, and I didn't get to their general counsel until after a couple of phone calls. But they thought, well, maybe these rights are expired. And I talked to general counsel, and he said, well, along the lines, maybe they're expired. I think they're expired, but you didn't get one of those on the black line. They're expired. They brought the subject up with counsel for the seller, and after the second or third communication by way of email, he also indicated, well, they're probably expired or they are expired. So in any event, it came here, and somewhere of record are these documents. So I thought it appropriate, considering this is the Franklin Business Park and the purpose was to foster development, create tax base, and create jobs, et cetera, to bring this not only to the CDA. The CDA is mentioned as a signator, but also the Common Council, because the original 2005 agreement, the development agreement, was before the Common Council because there were public street improvements, et cetera, going in primarily, and also the amendment because the city was a party. So to keep the paper trail correct, it's also before the Common Council. With regard to the repurchase rights, you have the statement from the lawyer for the property owner saying that Transpac and Proteus are planning expansions. There is a concept review at staff tomorrow of a Proteus potential expansion for the development review team tomorrow afternoon. However, it's not onto the vacant parcel, but off the top of my head, it is in the neighborhood of phase one, phase two. One is 15,360 square feet. The other one is 48,640 square feet. And those are on the property upon which the Proteus business building is currently located. And Quarles and Brady lawyer says development onto these adjoining vacant parcels is in the immediate future, I believe is the quote. So I also asked the city assessor, because I figured to make an informed decision, the question of what the repurchase right might cost, and those numbers were sent to you day before yesterday, and very roughly the acquisition of the vacant parcels upon the execution of a repurchase right, and assuming that everybody agreed there is still a repurchase right and there was no no formal argument over that, would be approximately $795,000. Tax increment District 2 is closed. We'd have to find funding for that. The whole purpose of that would be to acquire it and find a buyer who will develop it. And that would be the whole purpose of any repurchase right. I did include the amendment memorandum from 2006 in the packet. There was a highlighted portion within there. Actually, that came from MLG, and they had received it from the Quarles and Brady lawyer. And what's highlighted there is the repurchase rights, and my reading is that nothing's intended to affect the reinstatement. And that would be the position as to why they're not expired yet, because why would you be talking about reinstatement? They're going to turn around and say, but that was only a year in, so there were still 2 years to go. So that's the entire story there on with regard to Mr. Link's workups based on assessed values and current asking price. On a current asking price, if you use that number, okay, what might be a sales price? And you're in the $176,000 above what you buy it for ballpark. And then if you went to the assessed value, you're in the $245,000 ballpark. Whole purpose of the business part was to obtain and continue to promote business development there. And so the recommendation from staff is to waive the repurchase rights as set forth on the action sheet.
Questions from either the councilors? Alderman Schmidt.
So you're saying if we exercise the right to repurchase, it would cost the city $795,000?
Wait, that
come up,
Mr.
With,
City Attorney.
That'd be the purchase price, correct?
And this other party that is looking to develop it, would we be in line to sell it to them then, or how would that would they pull out because of the existing agreement that they already have? Or?
It would be speculation, but one hypothetical, and I did not get this detail. I did not ask the lawyer for the current property owner seller if the city exercised its repurchase rights. Would that be a deal breaker?
Alderman Willem.
Well, I guess I, correct me if I'm wrong, but it looks to me like they entered into a purchase agreement and then this popped up in the title search, and in order for them to close, this is a waiver that needs to be done to, for the title company to sign off on it. Would that be correct?
Probably.
Okay.
That would be the ordinary course of business.
Right. And it looks like, because it says the purchase agreement was on January 22nd, and then down below, CDA and the declarant acknowledge the seller has conveyed or will convey the property to the purchaser. So it sounds like they were moving into that when it popped up in the title search, which is pretty typical. One of the things that I have a question about, I'm fine with waiving the city's repurchase rights on that. That's not a question, but I do have some questions about the wording in the estoppel agreement where we have a existing site development agreement, and the document on page 16 has language in it that there are no charges or special requirements which are not covered in the certificate, and also all approvals, if any, under the agreement with respect to the property have been obtained. The language is a little too open for me to be comfortable on what the city will have approval rights as it relates to the SDA. So if that could be tightened up and we could be assured that we would have site development oversight on that. I really like the way the front of the building looks. I'm disappointed on that the rear is facing the Ryan Road, and that we're looking at everything that's out there. So I don't know if the intent is to eliminate some of that by using this property, or if we can have some type of agreement where that might happen. Maybe the applicant or attorney has some idea, or maybe you have something that shows what's going to be done in that development meeting that you brought up, because I haven't seen those documents.
Mrs. Attorney.
It's just on site. It's not on the vacant parcels, which are the true subject of this. And I know 3 and 4 and 1 and 2 are mentioned.
Okay.
That's pretty much all it is, and that's on Proteus. And the broker involved in the transaction is here. But with regard to future development, the reason I referred to the estoppel letter as an administrative matter, and the reason the motion says sign off on the document after approval by the city attorney, and I talked to the Quarles and Brady lawyer about this, provide provisions for city sign off with regard to the estoppel letter. Department of City Development staff is still working on that, and I talked to Mr. Fuchs this afternoon, and that's part and parcel of it will be detailed, and any future development of those vacant lots will be subject to the Franklin Business Park Declaration of Protective Covenants, just as all the other properties in the park, and it will be subject to the Owners Association approval, as review and approval, as well as Community Development Authority review and approval.
Okay. I noticed the amendment and the site development agreement in the amendment actually brings the city in with it, as well as the CDA, and then also the recorded document for the memorandum of agreement also includes the city. Is the other document removing the city and just putting it into CDA? Because it's not, the city no longer gets mentioned, and it's in, they're in all the rest of the documents, which I'm assuming is the council.
With regard to the waivers, my thought was to add the city as a signatory, but the reason the city was a party originally was because there were public ways becoming public property of the city, which were being installed as part of that original development project in a large, large vacant area, public improvements being installed, et cetera, et cetera. There was a certified survey map which would require common council approval, et cetera. And so for that reason, the city was a party. At this point, there are two already divided, what is it, lot 4, lot 1, vacant. And those are just vacant lots in business park right now. There are no public improvements required, so I don't see the city needing to be a party at all, making it different than all the other lots, except for where there were public improvements involved, such as the original Harley-Davidson, which was included an expansion of business park, as well as the original Gardettos.
Well, I wasn't an alderperson in 2006, but I did attend a lot of meetings from the year 2000 until 2008. And I recall some complications or dissatisfaction where why the city was inserted. I don't think we need to get into that here, but one of the things that I see is, where was the CDA oversight on the repurchase? Why is this 3 years have passed some time ago, and this is now just coming to our attention? But the sale, should it have probably came up when that year or 3 year expired under the CDA's purview to look at this, I guess, is I'm wondering if, why that wasn't called to the council's attention much earlier, and if maybe the city shouldn't be left in there if we're not, I mean, the CDA hasn't even been meeting. So I'm kind of wondering why would we change it at this point, and just curious on that.
Mr. City Attorney.
Because the city and CDA waived their repurchase rights. As long as property owner or related corporate owner owned the property. So there was no trigger mechanism. And even if while the argument would be that they're expired because 3 years has gone by. The whole purpose is if it doesn't get billed on in 3 years, city CDA waived that right, so they're expired.
I understand on the repurchase rights, but that does not waive them in the amendment of the site development agreement, which the city is in the amendment to the site development agreement, which I just got when I sat down.
Mr. City Attorney.
Site development amendment simply says VTLC 1 is conveying to VTLC 2. Please add that as another party under the waiver of repurchase rights. That all it says. Site development agreement, the original, provides for putting in the street and putting up the buildings that are already, the site development agreement is completed. Contract has been performed. It was to get constructed and approved what's there.
Okay, I don't have the ability to read this entire site development agreement, so if you say there's nothing in there that the city needs to be involved in and you don't think the council does, then that's fine. I hope there's better oversight on the next site development plan.
Any other questions? Alderwoman Mayer.
I have a question regarding, I guess, the way the property looks from Ryan Road. It doesn't seem as though there are any other buildings in the business park that have that outside storage. They seem screened, if anything. Harley does a really nice job screening theirs. This one is right on Ryan Road. I have some pictures. I just want to, let's pass them out. My printer wasn't very good, so you can pick what you want. But it's just a view of what the property looks like from Ryan Road. And what I guess I'm just wondering, why is that allowed? Because it seems as though the business park is like this prime asset of Franklin, and this is what you see. This one of the first things you see driving by thousands of people every day. So is there something that allows for that to happen in the business park?
Mr. Sager.
The outdoor storage area was part of their plans submitted with their application, which was reviewed by city engineering planning, approved by common council, approved by CDA, and approved by the owners association and NLG folks. And question arose somewhere after the fact, 5-6 years ago, neighborhood, and actually the MLG had taken owners association action, and then it reached the city staff. The economic development director at the time sent it over to the city attorney's office to enforce. That ended up in court, and somewhere during that process, resort was had back to the original application and the files, and the outdoor parking area was part of the application, and it was approved by all, and the case was dismissed. It was part of the original plan that was in front of the common council, in front of the CDA, and reviewed and approved by MLG.
Okay. I guess, you know, whatever the future expansion is, and we're talking about future expansion onto just the Proteus lot, the one in the back right now? Or is Transpac doing it also? Transpac is the one that fronts Ryan Road.
The short version query or answer to the question of what are the plans for these vacant lots, which are to the west of each Proteus and Transpac, was that expansion into those areas is likely in the immediate future. Something along those, I'm paraphrasing. That's all I have on it.
But we have absolutely no idea what that expansion necessarily means. So it could be technically expanding that outside storage, and that's going to be something that...
No. They'd have to submit application.
Somebody knows something? You have some information? I don't know her name, I'm sorry.
Member Ryan.
It's a separate lot. It's a separate lot, and we come under the rules, regulations, covenants, et cetera, that the business park has, and under the purview of the CDA. If necessary, you may come back to the common council, depending on what they need or want or propose. So at this particular time, I'd like to bring up the point of order, and I'm not looking to make any enemies here, but the point of order and what's on the agenda is the waiver of the right, the repurchase right. And I think we should stick to that. I mean, it doesn't matter whether we like what somebody's doing. It was done legally, and it was done through a process, and that's not what's on the agenda.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Well, I agree with that, except for the fact that the document that we're being asked to approve actually does waive some of the city's rights in the future. So I think that's why it was brought up, not because it's part of that, it's because of the document. And that's why I said, as long as, you know, the city attorney can make sure that the site development agreement and all the other approvals that were in place stay in place, and we're not signing off on something other than the repurchase rights, That's why I got to where, you know, we are on that issue. So.
Mr. City Attorney, as an attorney, as a juris doctor, as someone trained in the law and practicing law, is the city giving up any rights other than repurchase?
No, and I believe the Common Council President is referring to the estoppel letter. I'm sure the assessor's office, treasurer's office, and Department of City Development receive those multiple times a day. Because when property is transferred, they want to know, is there any special assessment pending? Are there any unpaid taxes? Are there any citations for some correction of something on the property? And in general, that's what the estoppel letter is. Does it need some tweaking? Yes, but we'll take care of it.
Any other questions?
Yes, I just have. So would you just clarify the tweaking that you would suggest? Because we talked about making sure that the city has, you know, the site development approval. Are those the type of tweakings that you're talking about, that better language?
We'll put a line in.
Mr. City Attorney.
We'll put a line in there just for comfort that obviously the documents of record, including the Declaration of Protected Covenants, remain in full force and effect for this property except for the repurchase. Or if there might be some other minute thing in there that would have expired, instead of reading the 40.
Thank you for that clarification.
Alderman Mayor.
I just want a clarification. I mean, the current building, the one backing up to Ryan Road, was not built under the normal business park site development information. Was there something added to that that would allow them to have the outside storage, or is every building in that business park allowed to have outside storage?
Mr. City Attorney.
It was pursuant to a site plan that was presented. I do not have any recollection from 10 or more years ago as to whether or not there was some specific requirement of prohibiting outdoor storage or the like, but that was part of the site plan. And the Owners Association and the CDA have discretionary authority with regard to project approvals and use approvals and the like. It's been extremely consistent over the 20-some years it's been operating. Some would fault that consistency for that high quality. And this was one question that arose, but it was part of the original plan. And there are folks out there who have recollection of that being specifically reviewed and specifically being a requirement of this particular very large project, which was moving from another municipality to the city of Franklin, and that it was specifically reviewed, discussed, and approved.
So we gave them the permission to have outside storage so that we could get that business to Franklin? I'm sorry, trying to ask the question.
Some might say that. I mean, it depends on your point of view. Everybody has their own reason for doing things in general. But that would be one reason that it was a requirement for this property, and here's why. I don't have any recollection whatsoever of the specific proceedings or the discussion of that topic. But some others have mentioned it as part of proceedings thereafter that, yes, we understood that, and it was necessary for this particular project to work.
Is there some way that we can kind of protect that view from this? Because obviously with any kind of expansion, including going on to the new lots, there is that risk, I guess, of expanding the outside storage, which on Ryan Road just doesn't look that good for the business park and what this business park stands for the city of Franklin. It is the first view you get of what is supposed to be a very prime asset of the city. So is there something that we can do to alleviate that, to improve screening, to, you know, get some information as to what they're expanding onto the other lot?
Mr. City Attorney, you want to take a hit at that? And then we really need to get back to the agenda item.
I could ask. The last information I received was that it's in the email that they were looking at a closing, hopefully at the end of this week. Is that on the subject matter of the agenda? The argument would be, well, there's a consideration for repurchase, and if the city exercised the repurchase right, I'm guessing here, then the city could do something on its own in that regard in terms of new development agreement. So if
we could do something of on our own on the two lots that we would repurchase, but we don't have any authority.
I understand.
Alderwoman Evans, then Member Ryan.
Well, I'm going to make a motion to waive any repurchase rights the city may have under the Declaration of Protective Covenants for the Franklin Business Park and prior agreements with the owners of Lot 1, Lot 2, Lot 3, and Lot 4 of Certified Survey Map number 7638, and to authorize the mayor, city clerk, and director of finance and treasurer to execute such documents and instruments reasonably necessary to evidence the waiver of repurchase rights in such form as may be approved by the city attorney.
I'll second.
Discussion of the motion. Alderman Mayer, then Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Just one question. Is there any objection from any member of the CDA?
We'll get to them after you guys. That is kind of backwards, but...
Okay, it's not concurrent?
We've got the same motion.
Yeah, they got the same motion.
Okay.
Alderman Mayer, I will.
City Attorney, is that inclusive enough with what you discussed that you would insert into there? I mean, it didn't really spell out in
yes.
detail what we talked about the site, the SDA, like you had mentioned. So I...
Yes.
Thank you.
Alderwoman Evans.
And I just want to say, since you said we can talk about what Alderman Woman Mayer brought up.
I'm not sure I said that, but I
kind of indicated it. As Alderman of the district, I have had that brought forward to me. I have the same concern about the way the site looks from Ryan Road, and previously I have brought it forward for discussion, so I was aware of the covenant and these issues, but I did not see that it was under this as a topic of discussion. So.
Motion on the floor to waive repurchase rights. All those in favor signify, on the common council, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed?
No opposed, I just have a question. No.
Motion carries. For the CDA, is there a motion in regards to this matter?
So moved.
As council, as in the CDA action form? Any discussion on, from CDA?
Second.
I thought you did. It's been moved and seconded to approve on behalf of the CDA. Any discussion? Seeing none for the CDA, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Mayor votes aye as well. Motion carries. Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. For the CDA, thank you. Second, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. CDA is adjourned as well.